The Fed publishes a report made entirely of what people told it. Most economic reports are built from surveys and statistical models. One Federal Reserve publication is built from conversations, what businesses across the country told their regional reserve bank about what they are seeing. It sounds soft next to the payroll figures, and it can catch turns those figures cannot. The simple version. The Federal Reserve publishes a document formally titled Summary of Commentary on Current Economic Conditions by Federal Reserve District. Almost nobody calls it that. The Fed itself notes it is commonly known as the Beige Book. What makes it unusual is where the material comes from. It is not a survey with a sample and a margin of error. In the Fed's own description, each reserve bank gathers anecdotal information through reports from bank and branch directors and interviews with key business contacts, economists, market experts, and other sources. So it is a national economic document made of reported speech. That sounds like a weakness. It is also the reason it exists. The numbers. The Federal Reserve has scheduled a Beige Book release for September 2, 2026, and its published 2026 calendar lists 8 dates. January 14, March 4, April 15, June 3, July 15, September 2, October 14, and November 25, Federal Reserve. The Fed states the report is published 8 times per year and is commonly known as the Beige Book Federal Reserve. The formal title is Summary of Commentary on Current Economic Conditions by Federal Reserve District Federal Reserve. The Fed states that each Federal Reserve Bank gathers anecdotal information on current economic conditions in its district through reports from bank and branch directors and interviews with key business contacts, economists, market experts, and other sources, Federal Reserve. The Fed states that the report summarizes this information by district and sector, and that an overall summary of the 12 district reports is prepared by a designated Federal Reserve Bank on a rotating basis, Federal Reserve. The document contains no statistical estimates of its own and reports no sample size and no margin of error, Federal Reserve, from the description above. The rotating authorship means the district that writes the national summary changes between editions, so the summarizing voice is not constant, Federal Reserve. Why anecdote is a real form of evidence here? The instinct is to rank this below the payroll report or the inflation data because those are measured and this is reported speech. That instinct gets one thing right and one thing badly wrong. What it gets right is precision. Nothing in this document can tell you how much anything changed. There is no figure to compare against last month and no way to check whether any single impression was representative of anything. What it gets wrong is timing. A staffing firm notices orders drying up when the orders dry up. A trucking company notices freight volumes falling as the trucks empty. Those observations exist before they appear in a national statistic, because a statistic has to be collected, processed, and published, and the underlying change has to be large enough to move an aggregate. So the trade is explicit. The statistical reports are precise and slow. This one is imprecise and fast. A central bank setting rates ahead of the data it will eventually see has an obvious reason to want both, which is presumably why it collects this one itself. How to read a document with no numbers? Without figures, the informative content sits in two places, and both are easy to skim past. The first is comparative language. The report is published on a schedule, in a consistent structure, describing the same categories each time. What carries information is therefore not any single characterization, but how the characterization moved since the previous edition. The second is the quantity words. Because each of 12 districts reports separately, a summary has to say how many of them reported a given thing, and it does that with terms like a few, several, and most rather than counts. That convention is one readers have inferred rather than a glossary the Fed publishes, and we have written separately about how the same vocabulary works in the meeting minutes. The caution that applies there applies here. It is not arithmetic. It is also worth knowing what the document is not claiming. Anecdotal information is reported, not endorsed. When a section says contacts in a district described conditions a certain way, the Fed is recording what it heard, not certifying that it was accurate. The real cost lends on regional differences. There is one thing this report offers that almost no other economic release does, and it is genuinely useful to a household. National statistics describe an average across a country where conditions differ enormously by region and by industry. This report is organized by district, so conditions in one part of the country can be read separately from another. For anyone whose income depends on a regional industry, that separation is closer to their situation than a national figure is. It remains anecdotal rather than measured, so it describes what contacts in a district reported and not what happened to any individual. District boundaries are not state lines, so the district covering a given city may span several states or part of one. That is the honest framing. It will not tell you what your local labor market did in percentage terms. It will tell you what businesses in your part of the country were telling the Fed before any statistic covering that period exists. The precise reports are slow, and the fast report is imprecise. A central bank setting rates ahead of the data has reason to read both. What this means? When this document lands, the reading that produces information is comparative. What changed in the language since the previous edition, and how many districts are saying the same thing? Any single quoted observation is one business talking. The broader idea is that evidence comes in different shapes and different speeds. A precise number about last quarter and an imprecise account of this month answer different questions, and dismissing the second because it lacks decimal places discards the only fast signal on offer. What this is not, this is not a prediction of Federal Reserve decisions, of interest rates, of employment, or of the economy. This article was written before the September 2 edition published and asserts nothing whatsoever about its contents. This is not a characterization of any Federal Reserve official's views, and no official is quoted or paraphrased. This is not a claim that anecdotal reporting is more or less reliable than statistical measurement. The article describes what each can. Sources: Federal Reserve Beige Book, including the description and the 2026 release calendar. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetary-policy/beige-book-default-htm. Federal Reserve FOMC calendars and materials. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetary-policy/fomcalendars-htm. Federal Reserve about the Federal Reserve System. https://www.federalreserve.gov/about-theft-htm. Federal Reserve, the Federal Reserve System and its structure. https://www.federalreserve.gov/about-theft/federalreserve-system-htm.